Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
So I mean, we're just running down the list saying that if there's really anything that ought to I am so happy to talk about Rihanna real quick. I know she has nothing to do with sports, but I'm glad to hear Rihanna has finally wised up. She is not going to date Chris Brown anymore. Rihanna has announced that she's going to date the entire Los Angeles Laker basketball squad because right now they're not beating anybody. So I am happy for Rihanna. She has wised up. And so there you go. USC, hey, like I say, hey, King Mo, he got beat last night on the Bellator. And he's not making any excuses. He just said he got hit with a good shot. He's just going to go back, reload, and come back at him again. So, I mean, a lot of those fighters, they got that tendency of saying, well, you know, he got lucky. But, you know, King Mo just said he got hit with a good reverse spin punch. Whatever the heck a reverse spin punch is, King Mo got tagged, got knocked the heck out in the first round. So, anyway, that is that. Professional wrestling, Jack Swagger. What an idiot. I bet my caller wants to comment on this, too. Jack Swagger, here you go. You come off after almost being gone off TV for almost 6 months. You're a surprise entrance at the Elimination Chamber. You win the Elimination Chamber, so you get your title shot against Alberto Del Rio at WrestleMania in 41 days, 40-something days. And then you go out, you get arrested for speeding, drunk driving, and you got marijuana in the car. What kind of idiots? I mean, I'm not the brightest man in the planet. Even I know better than that. So it's going to be anxious to see where WWE decides to go with that angle. I will be very surprised if he still has that title shot. I expect him to see him pull something with CM Punk, maybe put CM Punk in that title shot. CM Punk, John Cena, they're supposed to wrestle Monday night. I see CM Punk getting beat, John Cena going on to wrestle The Rock, and they're going to slip CM Punk into that title shot, maybe even do a three-way with CM Punk, Dolph Ziggler, and Alberto Del Rio. Dolph Ziggler still has that brief, that Money in the Bank contract. So I see him coming into play somewhere. I know who that caller is. I can tell that heavy breathing, because every time she gets to heavy breathing, it turns me on. Brandy Hulkster, is that you?
Yes, it is. Craig, you're crazy. You're absolutely nuts. You're just crazy, that's all. Yes, it's me.
I is what I is, Granny Hulkster. You know that.
I know that, darling. I know that.
you've known me way too long, and we have talked on the phone way too many times. I recognize your heavy stalker breathing to know that that's Granny Hulkster on the phone.
I went to the knee doctor, the knee surgeon Tuesday, and I know. As I do my radio show, you know, my New Age Wrestling Radio, you know, we had Crash Davis on our show the other night, and he actually asked how my knee was, and I said, well, fans, you know, I don't really want to get into this, but since Crash asked me, you know, I ended up getting the results back from my MRI. I have a medial meniscus tear in my right knee, and I've got grade 2 and grade 3 chondromalacia, like the wear and tear of your cartilage in your kneecap. And, of course, my good friend Charlie Colt from South Carolina, he's like, now, Granny, be honest with us. He says, you know, you know, that sounds like a wrestling injury. Are you sure you have never been a wrestler? I said, trust me, Charlie, and fans, Granny has never been in the ring as a wrestler. I have been in a wrestling ring, but not as a wrestler. And, of course, my good friend Michael Berry, Sunday night when we were up at Joplin for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, he's like, Granny, have you, you know, been getting in Kelly's ring and wrestling again? I'm like, no, Perry, I have not been wrestling. So, fans, I am not a wrestler. I am just a fan. But they said the tear is fairly large.
She's diehard. She's diehard, boys and girls. She will call a wrestler down. Granny Hulkster don't care who it is. Granny Hulkster will call a wrestler down like it's nobody's business.
Yes, I will.
And we got to have fans like that, because you got some. I mean, I tell you, the scariest place to wrestle, and I had the opportunity to go, but due to scheduling conflicts, I never got to go. But I tell you, the freakiest place is Japan, because they're not loud and rowdy like the American fans. I mean, one of the funniest things I ever saw was Michael Buffer, and everybody knows Michael Buffer, a world-famous ring announcer, and everybody knows that when he's doing events in the United States, boy, he says that, let's get ready, you know, blah, 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 blah. I can't say it on the air because I value my $10,000, and he has enough money as it is, so he doesn't need to be collecting mine for saying that on an open microphone. But when Michael Buffer goes through his little spiel, the crowd here in America, they go ape nuts. Well, I was watching a video. He was, I believe it was a Mike Tyson fight in Japan. And he sits there and he goes through, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready. Dead silence. You could have heard a pin drop. And the wrestling fans are the same. I mean, you go to Japan, and they're all prim and proper, sitting there on their hand. I mean, I don't think Granny Hulkster could survive there.
No, I don't think I could, because I talk with my hands, and if I sat on my hands, I wouldn't be able to probably say a word. And that would not be a good fix for Granny to be at, because it would be very difficult for me not to holler at some heel or get in a wrestler's face like I do here in America.
I mean, because, you know, we were down, I had a blast a couple of weeks ago. We were down at Alma, Arkansas for Southern Alliance Wrestling, the Saw. And, I mean, old Granny Hulkster, she is right there. She is getting in Barney the Dinosaur's face. I mean, that's what I got to call him. Christopher Cash Cage, because he had that blue shirt with that purple frilly frou-frou tutu on and that tiara. I thought it was Honey Boo Boo on steroids there for a second. But then I realized it was just Christopher Cash Cage. And boy, Granny Hulkster, she's all up in his grill.
Yep. Well, you know, last night, you know, Greg, Crash Davis, you know, he is a new upcoming wrestler for Native American Wrestling over there in Chewy, Oklahoma, and he's also made some appearances at UWE. Well, he did his first radio show last night on Blog Talk Radio, and fans, you need to check that out Thursday night at 10 p.m. Central Time, the Crash Davis radio show. He actually had Fuel as his first guest on there, and I called in just to give him moral support from one radio announcer, you know, host to another. And you know, we were talking, and Phil says, well, Granny, he says, I don't know if you know this or not, but he says, you know, when we're doing a UW show or any wrestling show that I know you go to frequently, he says, you know, the wrestlers, they like to, you know, peek out through the curtain and kind of see who's all in the crowd. And he says, well, let me tell you something, Granny. He says, at UWE, we've got several of our wrestlers that, like, start, you know, before the show starts, they're like, is Granny here yet? Is Granny going to make it? Is Granny coming tonight? I mean, I really didn't know, you know, that I was that popular, you know, with the, my, you know, with my wrestling family, you know, so.
Oh yeah, you get a bigger reaction than most of the wrestlers do, Granny Hulkster. Come on now.
Well, I'm trying to be very modest here. I'm very humble, you know, because, you know, I am what I am, and, you know, and
you
I love
humble,
my wrestling family, and, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
You be humble. I'll sing your praises, and I'll tell the fans, if you go to a wrestling show and you see this cute little gray-haired lady with a yellow T-shirt that says Granny Hulkster on it, you better go get your picture, because that is a independent wrestling icon right there. That is an Arkansas independent wrestling icon right there. So you best be getting your picture made with her. Granny Hulkster, I'm going to ask you this question, because it sounds like TNA has wised up. TNA is getting out of Universal Studios. They're finally taking their product on the road for their live shows on Thursday night. Do you think that this is going to help them kind of get in on some of the WWE crowd? Because WWE, they're already calling their markets, booking their arenas for next year,
mm-hmm.
because they don't want TNA getting in their arenas.
Well, I would hope that TNA would be able to, you know, that it would help them, you know. I mean, I do occasionally watch TNA. I mean, sometimes I don't get to see it every Thursday night because I usually in meetings, you know, three Thursday nights out of the month. So I don't always get to see Impact on Thursday nights. But I hope that, you know, it does help them. I mean, you know, enjoy a lot of the wrestlers that are on there, you know. I mean, Sting, I watched Sting for years, you know, as a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
You know, Hulk Hogan, you know. I even like James Storm. I didn't used to like James Storm a long time ago, but I even like James Storm, you know. And so I really hope that, you know, they can make a good go of it, you know, just for the TNA fans that are out there, you know.
Right, right, and I talked about it, so I got to get your feedback on the situation with Jack Swagger.
Well, I am not a Jack Swagger fan. I mean, you know, I mean, we the people, come on, you know. Yes, I know this is America, but Zeb Coulter, you know, we the people. I mean, come on, Swagger, you know, I'm not a Jack Swagger fan. I've never really been a Jack Swagger fan, you know. And what he is doing, I mean, it's not good. It's not good professionalism to represent a company like WWE and be doing what he's doing and getting caught what he's doing. I mean, you know, I'm sure now Jack Swagger has fans out there. I don't know how many, but irregardless, you know, when you are quote unquote professional wrestler, I would think that you need to act professional. You need to be professional, because there are a lot of kids out there that watch, young people, you know, kids that watch WWE each and every week. There's a lot of kids
right.
that go to these WWE shows. There's a lot of kids, they look up to these wrestlers. You know, they look up to John Cena, The Rock, even CM Punk, you know, whoever, Dolph Ziggler, I mean, whoever. You know, these kids look up to these wrestlers. And if you've got a wrestler that's out there drunk driving, doing drugs, whatever, that doesn't look good for the company that wrestler is representing, in my opinion.
Right. And what's so sad is this ain't really something they can hide, because this is hitting mainstream news. This isn't
yeah.
something. This isn't a situation that's just, I guess, because of the magnitude of WrestleMania. This isn't a situation that's just not being reported just on your wrestling sites and everything. I've been hearing about this on mainstream news. That,
yeah,
you know, here you go, WWE. And so there's no way that they can just shuffle this under the carpet with their little wellness policy violation stuff that they supposedly have. I mean, this is out there.
Yeah, I agree, and it's, you know, it's terrible because it's not good publicity for them, you know, as a company. You know, sure,
well,
they can try to hide it any time, any way they want, but when you've got it out in the mainstream news, like you say, I mean, they're not going to be able to hide that. I mean,
no.
They're not going to be able to hide that at all. Real quick, Greg, if you don't mind, I'd like to plug a show coming up tomorrow night, or a couple shows coming up this weekend, actually, if you don't mind, real quick.
No, go right ahead, Greg.
UWE tomorrow night in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Night of Anarchy. As you know, fans, Anarchy is the UWE champion. He is going to be defending his title against Primetime Brandon Walker. I hope Brandon Walker can retain that championship. I don't have a complete lineup of the show, but I think the doors open around 5:30. Show starts at 6:30, $5 admission at the Cherokee County Fairgrounds right across the highway from Cherokee Casino there in Tahlequah. And then they're going to have like a six-man tag team match. They're going to have Tim Rockwell, Mr. Nasty, and I think they call him Kay Young, or so, I may not be pronouncing that right, against John Cross and two wrestlers of his choosing. And believe it or not, Greg, those two wrestlers have not been announced yet for that match.
Wow.
Now, that being said, you know, Sunday is going to be a big day in Owosso, Oklahoma, Wrestling for a Cause. Tim Rockwell is actually hosting this event. Several of the UWE wrestlers are going to be in attendance, plus other wrestlers from other federations. This is to help the J.J. Garza family. This little boy, I think he's like 4 years old, 3 or 4 years old, and I forget what type of cancer that it is, but they are putting on a benefit show to help this little boy and his family. And that starts at 2 o'clock. I think it's at the Owosso Suratoma Club in Owosso, Oklahoma. So fans, anybody in that area, please, please go support these shows. I mean, go support these independent shows, especially Sunday, because this is for a good cause. This is to help a family. Little boy's got cancer. I mean, these guys, you know, they put their heart and soul in this business. And when they're going out and doing benefit shows such as this to help a family, you know, I know last year Tim Rockwell put on a show to help a 15-year-old girl who had cancer. And she was not able to make the show that day because she was very ill because of the cancer. Her family was there. And shortly, I know, after they did that show, the young girl passed away. And,
right.
But like I said last night, you know, fans, whether you love these guys or hate these guys, the more you cheer, the more you boo, the more you holler, the more you clap your hands, the harder these guys work for you. Because I have a lot of wrestling friends in this business who I consider my family. And they have such great passion, and they have such great heart for this business, that without fans, without people supporting these shows wouldn't be happening. And these guys, they do it from their heart. I tell you, they do it, I mean, from their heart. And so please, fans, go out and support these guys. Go support these shows, because it's awesome what they do.
Because it's like you said, you know, especially that Sunday show. I mean, they're doing this show to raise money to help with these medical bills for this little boy. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you've never stepped foot in a wrestling show a day in your life. I'm asking my listeners, go to this show, you know. Because all the proceeds, the wrestlers aren't making nothing. The wrestlers are putting up the money that they make from this show, and they're giving it to the family.
That's
these
right.
Wrestlers are doing this show for free.
That's right.
And all the money that they make, all the money that they would make, all the money from the door, from ticket sales, concession sales, they're going to help pay for this little boy's medical bills, because this little boy's fighting cancer, And I just ask everybody, if you know, if you're within the sound of my voice or the sound of my program, go out and support this show. I mean, go out and support all independent wrestling. But if anything, make it a point to go support this show.
I agree. And, you know, like I said, I've been going to shows for a very long time. I mean, as I said, fans, you know, these guys that I know, they're like my family. You know, I mean, I don't have very many family here in Arkansas, just me, my son, and my husband. But I consider all my wrestling friends, they're like my family. These guys are like my brothers. I mean, I tell you, they would do anything for me. They would do anything for my family. I mean, if they, even if they didn't have a shirt on their back, if you needed a shirt, they'd give you a shirt, even if they didn't have one to give you. They would find a way to help you out. And I'm just using that as an example. I mean, when I was in the hospital last September, you know, with that blood clot, I had several wrestlers call me and check on me. They called and checked on David. They called and checked on Anthony. You know, Anthony, my son has bipolar disorder. You know that, Greg. And, you know, and
right.
And last year he had to go to Malvern for about a week. I had several wrestling friends send my son cards with words of encouragement. I mean, UWE American Made, for example. I mean, the night of Fan Appreciation Night, September 29th, we went there to that show, and that was like 3 days after I got out of the hospital after having that last blood clot. And Anthony was there after just getting home from Malvern. American Made gave Anthony one of his T-shirts, one of his 100% American Made T-shirts, and had all the UWE wrestlers autograph that shirt and gave it to my son that night. That's what I'm talking about, fans. These guys have such a big, huge heart for what they do and what they do for the fans. They love the fans. They love the kids.
Well, I know down at the show at Alma, we did the same thing. They brought back a hat that from one of the fans that was there and attended to couldn't get around very well, so they were asking everybody backstage, back in the dressing rooms, if they would sign that hat. And they even asked me to sign the hat, and I wasn't really a part of the promotion at the time. I was just there visiting friends. But yet they insisted that I go ahead and put my name on the hat also. So
I mean,
everybody thinks, and I'm going to kind of step outside the ring. I'm going to step outside the barrier. And everybody thinks that a lot of these wrestlers, you know, they're jerks, they're, you know, and everything. But when it comes to the fans, they have hearts.
They do.
So anyway, Well, we only got about a minute and a half left, Granny Holster, and I appreciate
yes.
you calling in on a Friday night. Like I said, listen, fans, you heard about it. I did want to mention I don't have the calendar here in front of me. You can check it out Thursday night, TNA Wrestling. They're going to be coming to Jonesboro, Arkansas, to the Jonesboro Convocation Center. So, you know, if you're a little bit burnt out on the WWE product and you want to see some of the old favorites, Sting, Hulk Hogan, Bully Ray, Jet Cowboy, James Storm, Tara, Velvet Sky, Robert Roode, Zema Ion, some of these new up-and-coming wrestlers that you might not see WWE, well, go check out some of these guys in TNA. And I'll get that date. We'll talk about that next
March
week.
March 28th, I believe, is that date, Greg, for that TNA show in Jonesboro.
Yes, and I'm making plans to be there. I'm working on plans to be backstage and possibly do the Greg Squirrel show from Jonesboro that night if I can get things worked out. But fans, Greg Holster, love you. Appreciate you calling in as always. You're always a welcome addition to the show, and you can call in anytime you want.
Well, thank you. Glad to be a part of the show tonight. It's always a lot of fun.
I appreciate you, Granny Hulkster. All right, boys and girls, y'all have a safe weekend. If the weather's bad where you are, be safe. If the weather's good where you are, have fun. We'll see you Monday night for another exciting week on the Greg Squirrel Show. Mm-hmm.